thank you, Father. Father, we will bless the Lord at all times. And Father, we just want to say that your praises will continually be in our mouth. For Father, we know that you have started a good work on the inside of us. And Father, we thank you in your precious name that you are going to perfect those things that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we rejoice and give your name praise and thanks. Therefore, Father, we declare on this call on this morning that we declare that we shall walk in victory. We declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare that everything will be done on this call according to your word and according to your glory. Father God, we declare that your word will live big on the inside of each and every one of us. Father God, we declare the turnaround in our business affairs, the turnaround concerning our relationships, the turnaround concerning any endeavor we choose to do. We thank you, Father, and declare that there will be a turnaround even in our churches, Father, because, Father, we know as we decree and declare that you are working miracles in the midst of us. Therefore, Father, we give your name thanks and praise. Father, we decree that all shall be well. And Father, we declare in your precious name that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father, we declare and affirm the favor of the Lord shall be upon us. We declare new strength. We declare power for your people in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we declare also as we move forward that these days, the season that we are in, it shall be a season where supernatural doors shall begin to open unto us. And Father, we thank you, even as your word has already spoken concerning us. Lord, we are saying, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. And Father, we lay claim to your word tonight, and we say yes, and we say amen. Father, now we declare, even as we stand in agreement in your precious name, Father. Father, we pray that this time that we are together, it shall be a time and a space of unity. It shall be a time and a space of new strength. It shall be a time and a space of refreshing, because you're going to refresh us. You're going to anoint us afresh. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that this space shall be a space and a time of empowerment in your precious name. Pastor Sammy, open up the line so we can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. We bless the name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Oh, Father God, I bless your name and I thank you. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for everything that you're doing in this season, Father God. Thank you for this time that we're able to come together to pray, Father God, in unity, Father God. I thank you, God, for the peace that are coming to people, Father God, in their minds, in the peace of the people, worrying and concerned of situations, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because you can do it and you can fix it. As you have healed the people who've gone into surgery, Father God, touching and agreeing the faithful, God, you brought them through victory in a victorious way, and we thank you, God. I'm standing in the gap here, Father God, for Ronald Blake, who's in a nursing home, Father God. Give peace to his mind, Father God. Give his lonely heart, Father God, a feeling of your presence, Father God, in this hour. I'm asking you, Father God, as I'm standing in the gap for Mr. Quinte Young, Father God, bring peace to his situation, Father God. I decree and declare miracles around his situation and even in his life, Father God. I thank you, God, because I'm standing in the gap for even foster children, God, children in schools that will come against bullying, Father God, or people who with perverted spirits. I decree and I declare freedom from that, Father God, and protection even concerning that. And I thank you, God. I give your name the praise and honor and glory for all things being in divine order. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory and adoration, Father, as we can enter your, Lord, your gates with thanksgiving through the blood of Lord Jesus and by faith, knowing, Father, that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Father, for your grace upon this land and the grace upon the lives of your people. We thank you for open doors, my God. We thank you for the leaders of this house, Father, even Archbishop Ebona Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that you are unctionizing with your anointing, Father, giving, Lord, vision and provision and great, Lord, and great vision and grand provision, Father, and prosperity that, Father, be upon the lives of your servants. We thank you, Father, for Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien and Prophetess and Mother Mary, Lord, Jordan, Father, that you're touching, that you're elevating, my God, you're rejuvenating their spirit. And we thank you for every member of the Jordan's family, the Barron's family, my God, in this entirety, my God, that you're covering with your blood. Even now, my God, Zoe ministers, my God, and Zoe ministers, partners, and the company of prophets, and every home represented, Father, let your angels, Father, be an assignment even now in camp round about us. That, Father, Lord, as we rebuild the gates and the walls, my God, we decree that when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit raised up a stand against him. And we thank you, Father, for the victory that you have already given us through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we bless your holy name, Lord. We come before you. We humble ourselves before your throne, Lord. We are saying, Lord, you are God. And besides you, there is no other God, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are the King of our life. You are the Creator of heaven and earth, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we trust upon you. And nothing will come before us this morning, Lord. As we thank you, even for the spirit of intercession that is upon us, that you are releasing upon us each and every morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we cover all the prophets with the blood of Jesus. We cover all the listeners right now with the blood of Jesus. And Father, we are saying no arms formed against them shall ever prosper, and no arms formed against Zoe ministry will prosper, Lord. We pray for Zoe ministry right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for people who are coming to church right now. We pull them from South, Lord. We pull them from East, Lord. All people, let them come to Zoe ministry in the mighty name of Jesus and hear what the Lord has in store for them, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray for all the members of Zoe ministry right now, Lord. Bless them and open doors for them, Lord. Give them the desire of their heart this morning. And Father, I come against every sickness in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all the arrows that are sent upon them, Lord, I turn it back and send it back to the sender. Oh, yeah, Baba, sender, thank you, Jesus. You are holy, Lord. Father, I thank you, even for Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah, our mother and our father. Father, we thank you for the love that they have for us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Father, protect them. Let your right righteous hand be upon them all the time, Father, as they are continuing doing the good job, as they are continuing ministering to the world, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even for their children in this season. Lord, we thank you even for Prophetess Naomi, Prophetess Bethany, Prophet Joshua and Jessica and Prophet Jessica Mutimaka, even Aaron, oh Hobo Sianda, oh Prophet Aaron, we thank you, Lord, for their life. My God, Father, let your anointing be upon them, Lord. Have them under your wing, my God. Protect them wherever they are going, Father, whatever they are doing, my God. Let your hand be upon them. Oh, order their steps in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I just want to bless you. And I just want to say, Father, that we love you, Lord. We love you, and there's nothing that we can do without you. Nothing that we can do with your spirit, Lord. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for your righteous kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom is not in word but in power. We thank you, Lord God, that your strength and your power makes our way perfect. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare and not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. We thank you, Lord God, for your word is quick and powerful and is sharper than a two-edged sword. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to strategically use these weapons of war to annihilate every work of darkness. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is life and is virtue and is strength. And we send your word to heal. We send your word to deliver. We send your word to set free. We send your word to liberate. We send your word to relieve those that are grieving. We send your word to bind up the brokenhearted, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that your peace flows like a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, because it is you that teach us how to profit. We thank you, Lord God, that our seed shall be as the sand and the offspring of our loins shall be as gravel, Lord God, and you will cause the enemy that will rise up against us to be scattered in the name of Jesus. We lift up our leaders, we cover our archbishop, we cover our pastor, and we bless them by the name of Jesus, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, and we war against every demonic force that would try to raise up against them. Any enemy that would come against them one way, we decree now that they flee seven ways. We bless our parents and our elders. We speak strength and deliverance, and we decree and declare traveling mercies, Lord, for those that are traveling this weekend. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for a new week, Father. We're approaching a new week and a new day, Father God. And Father, bless all the company of prophets that's on the line, and those that's not prophets, dear Lord, those that's listening in, Father God. And Father, bless their family, dear Lord, bless their loved ones, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon all the children, dear Lord, that's preparing to leave school, Father God. Continue to bless their minds as they continue to end for school this year, Father, with the tests that they have to take. Give them peace in their mind, Father God. Give them understanding, dear Lord, as they prepare for the test, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And Father God, I lift up Archdeacon Kelly and Kaneen, Father, that you continue to touch their body for speedy recovery, Father God. And we thank you, dear Lord. And Father God, bless those that need a blessing in their finances, dear Lord Jesus. Those that need a blessing and a miracle in their mortgages, dear Lord Jesus. Touch them, Father God, and touch their situation, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon the homeless in the street, dear Lord. So many people in the street that's homeless, dear Lord. But Lord, you will uphold them, Father God. You will uphold them, Father God. And look upon those lost children, dear Lord, that's lost, Father God, that were stolen, dear Lord. And touch those family members that's going through, Father. Continue to give them peace, Father God, and let the angels be camped around those children, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. And Father God, I ask you to look upon Archbishop and leading lady, Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, as you continue to strengthen their body, strengthen their mind, dear Lord, and continue to give them their heart's desire, dear Lord. Look upon their children, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Give her strength. Cover her mind, dear Lord. Give her peace, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Marion, dear Lord. Continue to uphold her body. Give her peace, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we just love you and we trust you, Father God, as we continue go on this week, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for another day, the day that you have made. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength, and for this prayer line. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line, each and every person who's listening on the line, God. And we thank you because, Lord, you said you open your hands and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. And we thank you for satisfying our desires, God. I ask you, God, to look upon Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah and bless them in a mighty way, God. Continue to bring their vision forward, God, and strengthen them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we love you, Lord, today. And I thank you, God, for the miracles that are occurring and that are going to occur as a result of this prayer line and the prayer lines going on all around the world, God. Prayers, people who are praying to you, God. To you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And God, I ask you to bless each and every person on the line. Bless them with their heart's desires, God, and awaken newness and revelation in their minds as a result of listening in on this prayer line, God. I thank you for the strength that you're giving, even me in my own body. And I thank you, God, for the healing that you're doing amongst all of us. Thank you for the healing of Prophetess Kaneen and Deacon Kelly and even Minister Bostic and all of those who have gone through something in their bodies and their health, God. Thank you, God, for your healing. Your healing is of you, God. And doctors can't heal like you can, God. They can only give a pill and surgery and prescribe, but you are the one and only healer, God, and we're grateful. God, we love you and we thank you. And I ask you to bless even those who could not be on the prayer line tonight. Bless Prophetess Mascarene in a mighty way, God. And bless the men who were on the other night. Just bless them, God, and bring them back. Bring the men back. You said men ought always to pray and not faint. And thank you, God, for the courage that you give all of us to continue to go on and to not be weary. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for my family, and I ask you to bless them and keep them, God, and to save those who are not saved. And thank you for the change that's occurring in their hearts and in their minds. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name and lift you up the early morning hours, even now, Father God. We love you, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for commitment, even now, Father God. We thank you for peace and prosperity, even now, Father God. We thank you for covering all of the lives, even now, and all of our family, Father God. Father, just come before you, lift up all of the children even now, Father God. Order their steps, order our steps even now, Father God. Father, lead us and guide us in the direction that we should go, Father God. Even on this holiday season, Father God, protect us. Please protect us all even now in traveling mercies as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, allow innovative ideas to continue to spring forth and grow within us even now, Father God. Father, give us the direction and the way that we need to go even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for the blessings. We thank you for life. We thank you for all that is being done and all that you do. Even now, I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we give thanks unto you, O God, for you are good, O God. And we thank you, God, for your grace, O God, and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding you give us to continue to move forward, God, in our journey, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for giving us and shielding us and protecting us from evil, God. We want to thank you, God, for protecting our loved ones, O God, with your blood, God, shielding your blood in our homes, God, and your blood of protection and on our children, God, and even on us and all on the line, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you for healing, God, for you truly are our healer, oh God. And God, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for opening doors and abundance blessings that's coming our way, God, right here, right now, this day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you so much, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because truly you are our strength and our redeemer, oh God. Oh God, we thank you so much for sending your begotten son here for our sacrifice, oh God, that we can repent our sins, oh God, and give our hearts and minds to you, oh God. And God, I just want to give you all honor and praise, and we all want to thank you for what you're doing in our family, in our life, our growth, God, and our learning, and you just blessing us, God. I want to say, God, thank you so much, and we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, God, you shall condemn. And thank you so much, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In your holy and wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Regina Turner.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to say thank you. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for just keeping us, oh dear God, keeping us in this early morning, oh dear God, to see another day. Lord God, that we could continue to praise your holy and righteous name. Lord God, I just ask that you bless Archbishop, oh dear God, and leading Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just having this vision, oh dear God, for us to carry out, oh dear God. I thank you for the company of prophets, oh dear God, and their families that they represent, oh Father God. I want to thank you, oh dear God, for just healing us, oh dear God, and delivering us from any temptation that may come and rise up against us, oh dear God. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for the blessings that you have given us in advance, oh dear God, and the blessings that you continue to give us knowingly and unknowingly, oh dear God. And Lord God, I ask for forgiveness, oh dear God, for the sins that we have committed and have not committed, oh dear God. And Lord God, I just ask that you continue to open up our eyes so that we continue to do your will, oh dear God. And Lord God, I stand in the gap, oh dear God, for the bereavement family, oh dear God, the Crawford family, oh dear God. And Lord God, I stand in the gap for my family, oh dear God, the Turner, the Croswells, the Rogers, the Wrights, the Hopkins, oh Father God, that you will continue to bless them like never before. And every household that is represented, oh dear God, we ask a special blessing, oh dear God, that you will continue to give them favor, prosperity, and expand in their borders. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
And Father God, I come to you with an open mind, open heart, open eyes, open ears to receive all that you have us to receive, God. Father God, I thank you on this Memorial Day for our servicemen, our countrymen that have served this country in good faith, our Navy, our law enforcement, all those that have served the country, God, and their families, God, and that gave their life, God, for this country, God. God, to remember their family, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for our children, God, that you give them sweet, peaceful dreams and to favor them and to cover them, God. Father God, I ask that you cover every household on this line, God, to give new ideas and new vision, God, and new prosperity and peace, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for your covering each every day and each every moment, God, for remembering each and every one of us this day. I thank you, God, for the breath that you have given to us, for us just to say thank you, God, just for us to plead the blood of Jesus, God, that you have given us the power and the authority, God. Father God, I ask that you spiritually awaken each and every one of us, God, so that we are not
asleep, but we are awakened, God, that we are able to move forward spiritually and naturally, God, and to be able to speak and to prophesy the things that you have us to speak, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for all the things and all the great things that you continue to do in our lives, God. Touch everyone and touch those that may feel ailments in their bodies, to touch and to give a new energy, God, new energies, new life and energetic. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we enter into this day that you have made, Father, Father, I pray that you would cause us to see what you will have us to see. And Father, I pray that you would not only cause us to see, but to hear and to feel those things that you would want us to feel and to hear. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord, for every individual that's on this call tonight, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would bless every house, oh Lord. Lord, allow your word to live big on the inside of them, Father. And Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every prayer that was prayed, every utterance that was uttered today, Father, I thank you in advance that you're already answering those prayers and you're already at work doing that which seemed to be impossible. You're making and allowing it to be possible. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord. And as we move forth in this day, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for favor. We thank you, Lord, for protection. We thank you. Father, we just thank you that you're ordering our footsteps, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us, it will not prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord, bring encouragement, bring peace, bring laughter, bring joy to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we move forward on this Memorial Day, Father, remember those that are hurting. Remember those that are mourning. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will lift them up, Lord, and give them peace, Lord, and let them know that they are not alone, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, thank you once again. Y'all enjoy this Memorial Day. Allow God to be God and be that witness that God has called each and every one of us to become. So, people of God, I love you. I love you, family. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again on tomorrow morning, 12 midnight, because there is someone that's going to stand in the gap and pray and begin to lift our voice up like a trumpet so that God and God alone can hear us when we pray. Amen. So thank you again, family. I love you to life. Enjoy your day. And if you're in the tri-state area,
we love you more.
God bless you.
All
right, God bless you all.
Love you, Pastor.
God bless.
Love you, everybody.
Love you all.
God bless.
Bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. And Pastor Deborah was just extending a welcoming out to those that are in the tri-state area. You can call in and you can join Pastor Deborah Jordan and the Archbishop for the Memorial Day cookout with the church members and the family of God. If you have any information, Pastor Deborah, who should they call or text if they need any information about that to get the address or the location?
Prophetess Bethany should be on the line, so they can text Prophetess Bethany. Email her, and she can email them the address. It's not too late. It's going to start at, we're having a baptism at 12 noon, and then from there we're going to have a barbecue, and we're just going to enjoy the Lord. It's going to be fun. Good fellowship, and we're just going to let go, let God. Amen. So you're more than welcome, family, because we love you all. Amen.
Amen.
So give them Prophetess Bethany's email address as well as mine, and we'll make sure we look into that.
Amen, amen. And also they can also text me as well, and I can also get that information because I know.